This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Okay, I'm Veronica. I came from Spain. Sometimes it's not easy to connect grammar when I was speaking. Sometimes I'm a little bit confused, you know, because it's different when you are doing an exercise and after you have to speak.
Do you go to a lot of parties, Veronica?
I think enough parties, you know.
When was the last party you went to?
The last party? On Sunday, I think.
And what was it like?
The conversation was in a minute about politics.
Did it get quite heated?
I have to say, the Spanish people have famous that feel a lot, you know.
So you got in an argument in a party on Sunday?
Yeah, of course.
Well, unfortunately, in the clip I'm about to play you, Eleanor is explaining why she can't come to my party. Listen carefully and then tell me why Eleanor can't come to my party.
Okay.
Hi, Eleanor. You look nice.
Thanks, Dermot. I'm going to William's party.
Oh, Eleanor, haven't you heard? The party has been cancelled.
So, why can't Eleanor come to my party?
Because the party has been cancelled.
Well, let's go over to Catherine to see if you're right, and also to find out about this week's grammar.
Hi, Veronica. That's excellent. Eleanor can't go to the party because it's been cancelled. Listen to Dermot again.
The party has been cancelled.
Dermot used a present perfect passive sentence. He could have used a present perfect active sentence, like this.
William has cancelled the party.
But he wanted to talk about the party, not William. So the party moves to the beginning of the sentence, and he doesn't talk about William at all.
The party has been cancelled.
In the present perfect tense, we use have or has with a past participle for active sentences, but for present perfect passive sentences, we use has been or have been, followed by the past participle. So we get the party, followed by has been, then the past participle, cancelled. Listen one more time.
The party has been cancelled.
Got it? But don't forget, when people are speaking, they often shorten words like is or has, so they sound like this.
The party's been cancelled.
The has is shortened to S in the spoken form, so watch out for that. Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, I'm going to give you an active sentence, and I want you to change it into a passive sentence. For example, if I say to you, the university has cancelled the exam, you could say, the exam has been cancelled by the university. Okay, are you ready? Somebody has broken into my car.
My car has been broken into.
Perfect.
Also without this, no? Because sometimes it's not necessary, okay?
You can say by somebody, but usually we wouldn't.
Okay.
Because it's obvious that somebody did it.
Okay.
My friend has advised me to try the new restaurant.
The new restaurant? No, my friend. Okay.
So you need to think about what you want to move to the top of the sentence. My friend has advised me.
I have been advised by my friend to try a new restaurant.
Yes, very good. I've been advised by my friend to try the new restaurant. This is the last one. The burglars have taken all my money.
All my money have been taken by burglars.
Yeah, burglar.
Burglar.
Very good. Think about money. Is money countable or uncountable?
I'm afraid it's uncountable.
Okay, let's try again.
All my money has been taken.
Excellent.
By the burglars.
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 Well, well done, Veronica. You did perfectly in that grammar challenge.
Thank you very much.
Do you think you'll use this grammar in the future?
Yeah, of course, I hope so, because I want to live in this country.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.